Previously on Valiant.
So you're here at the Temple of the Whisperer.
Eventually, the eagle door opens up. There are some Sakiels that look like four-armed insectile humanoids that have, like, grasshoppers for a head, which is gross. I think it's time for some initiative.
Yeah, because
they're evil. They're not very nice insectile friends.
Ooh, well, that was a 15 for me.
I have a 30.
Got twice what I got.
Yeah. Ev just says quickly, "Don't go in there. You could get trapped."
Wait, really? If we go in the room, we'll get trapped?
Well, I mean, eventually the eagle door will get closed. You have a minute to work this out.
Yeah.
And then okay, so if we can lure them out to us, then that would be the better way of doing this.
We just need insectile food.
It's also possible that someone...
insectile food.
It's also possible that someone with thievery could jam the door open.
Might be possible.
That's what, in the old days, that's what we kept spikes around for. You'd spike doors open. Of course, in the old days, we'd have had 10-foot poles, so.
Can I use, like, an actual jar of jam? Like, no, doesn't work.
Unless it's an adamantine jar. Zyadani is up first.
Jam?
Immovable jar.
Immovable jam. All right, I'm sorry.
What I would like to do, because I feel like I have a nice line going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt.
Lightning Bolt.
That's correct.
Sure is line-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get... Yeah. Yeah, you sure can. All right. Yeah. Heck yeah. You cast a lightning bolt, roll some damage, and I'll roll some reflex saves.
Excellent.
DC 22, I'm guessing.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, the first one fails, and the second one succeeds.
That's rude.
28 damage for the first guy, and 14 damage for the second one.
28 is pretty nice.
That's pretty good damage. You have an action left.
I do. My final action is going to be to move.
You're moving into the room, away from the room.
Yeah. Away from the room, away. Over here.
All right. Yeah. All right, it's Saren's turn. Saren, I think, can see one of the... you can see both of the...
Yeah, I can actually see both.
The gross bug. Bug.
I am going to do Inspire Courage, and then I'm going to throw a throwing pistol at the nearest of the two insectile creatures.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. I'll hit an 18.
18's a miss.
All right. I live with that.
All right. The first one is actually the one that's further back in the room. Let me check something. Oh, yeah. All right. This reaches everybody. All right. It begins to rapidly beat its wings to increase the volume of the buzzing. Everyone, give me a will save, please.
So rude.
Yes. Very rude.
That's a 30 for me.
Ugh.
Oh.
I'm such a bad wizard.
I might use my last essence point to reroll this. I only have a 19.
Sure.
Is a 19 a failure?
I also got a 19. 19
is going to be a failure.
Yeah, I'm going to use my last essence point too.
Is this
I have 33 now.
Is this a fear effect? Okay, so I critically succeeded, probably.
Everyone's getting a plus one from Owen's Inspire, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Then I have 34. Or 30, 35, actually, because I get a bonus for using the
Essence point.
Yeah.
I cannot for the life of me roll the correct die combination here.
25. There, 25.
Okay. All right. Hello. Yes, I am. Hi. My wife's saying hi.
Hi, Heather.
All right, so Rob, yeah, did you re-roll?
I did, and now I have a 25.
Okay, so we have 25 for Rob, 25 for Owen, 35 for Jess, and a 31 for Avi.
Hold on, sorry.
All of you succeeded, which means you're all unaffected, so you're fine.
Okay,
woo-hoo! Great.
The insectile creature is going to fly in closer, and we'll say goes to try to swipe a claw at Sarna.
Yes, nope. Come out of the room.
24.
That, does Inspire Courage affect AC? I can't remember.
It does not.
Okay, then yeah, that hits. Just hits.
Okay. Barely hits. All right. So you're getting hit for a total of 20 damage, 3 of which is evil. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right. That's the end of that one's turn. It's now Ev's turn. There's one just outside the eagle door that attacks Sarna, and then one a little beyond that.
Ev is going to... I'll do my recall knowledge and see what I know about them first.
Okay. We will ask for religion on this.
I need to pick up additional lore as a feat. I think that would be helpful. All right. 20 plus 8. Is it 24? Pretty good for me.
24. All right. 24 is enough to recognize that these are socules known as Wissocks. They prey on the fear of insects and vermin and creepy crawly things. You've already noticed that they can increase their droning to try to mess with your brains. Mess with your minds. You also know that they have the capacity to call upon swarms to unleash upon you.
Oh.
So that's fun.
Yay. Okay.
Two actions left.
Yeah. So Ev just says, these are Wissocks. They're going to use swarms on us. So be ready for a bunch of bugs. Well... I normally save this for longer range, but we're in a temple. And Ev, like, gestures around the room and into the next room and at some of the detritus and the vines and broken rocks and chants, Kusha Mabuli wa Kwawe Hushaji. And all of the detritus and different pieces of rocks and everything just start rising up and start pelting in a 10-foot burst. So I'm going to do the, like, center out into the room so it'll only hit the two creatures and not the others as I'm casting animated assault.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Reflex save DC 22, and I can actually, I'm going to be able to continue sustain this as I keep things pelting down. So
okay, so we need a zone where this is happening then.
Yes, please. 8 damage.
All right, so one that's closest to Sarna succeeds.
But it will take 4.
All right. They both succeed, but not a critical success.
All okay. Right. And so Ev looks like he's just continuing to gesture as the stuff keeps like raining down. As soon as it falls, it goes right back up into the air and comes down. So you can see that area is getting pelted.
Can you move that area at all?
I cannot.
Okay. All right, well, the other Wissock's turn. It also does the big, loud, droning thing. So everyone give me a will save again.
Okay. Just note, since it is doing the big loud droning thing, I presume mm-hmm. that has a audible element to it.
It sure does.
Then I am going to, as a reaction, cast counter performance. So Ooh. I am going to be making a perform check, and mm-hmm. anyone can use my perform check total rather than your save if you would prefer.
That sounds nice.
Do I roll the save and then I decide which I will use?
Yes.
Well, I suppose it doesn't matter since you rolled a success, so we can all just use that.
Yes, mm-hmm. please.
Yay.
Yeah.
So the terrible droning is drowned out by the pleasant harmonica sounds.
Yep.
of Saren.
I will specifically play the harmonica counterpoint so the droning sound sounds like a hurdy-gurdy.
Amazing.
That's great. All right. It's going to continue its turn. From where it is, it can actually get everyone but Ziadane, because Ziadane is further back in the room and out of the way. But it just opens its big grasshopper mouth and out flies a swarm of locusts just in a blast. A big 30-foot cone that gets everyone but Ziadane, which Ew. Means I need a reflex save.
Looks like I'll be walking back next round. My reflex save is my best save, actually.
That's a 22 for me.
25 for me.
34, nat 20. Nat
20.
All right. So the locusts, as you get swarmed by them, they start biting and stinging and everything, and deal a total of 7 piercing damage, but looks like Ev is completely fine. That's a critical success. Owen, you take half for 3, and Avi, you take full for 7. And after you get swarmed for just a bit, all of the locusts just fall over dead and collapse onto the ground. They don't stick around.
Ev like pushes his back against the wall and like pulls some of the rocks and such he was tossing to take out a few. I told you they would.
Did I do that right? No, I did that wrong. I should have done a little bit more damage. Excuse me.
So now they got off pretty light with 7.
I forgot it was heightened.
It's like, man,
it was a total of 15 damage. So okay. Saren took 7 and Sarna took 15. Piercing. So there we go. Anyway, it's Sarna's turn.
I'm just updating my HP real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna do a swing with my sword at the one closest to me. That's a 23 to hit.
23 is a miss, actually. Ooh.
Okay,
did roll a 5.
Yes, I did roll a 5. I'm gonna try again without burning an essence point and see what happens. Sure. So that is the attack penalty. -29 this time.
Yeah, that's
a hit. That is a better roll. Okay. So that deals a whopping 19 slashing damage.
Yeah, almost max damage.
And with my last action, I am going to step backwards to further draw them into the hallway.
Okay. Back to Ziadani's turn.
All right. Well, they did not enter the room, unfortunately.
Not yet.
I am going to... Let me see here. Electric arc, I need to be within 30 feet. So, 5... All right, I will move to this position, and I will electric arc them.
All right.
So DC 22 reflex, and I have rolled 9 damage.
All right, first takes 9 damage, and the other one takes 4 damage. Great. It's Saren's turn.
I will continue to maintain the inspire courage, and then mm-hmm. I think I'm going to hit them with a sound burst. Mm-hmm. So that's 40. It's a 10-foot radius. I can get them both without getting us easily. It's a burst, range 30 feet, so I'm right in range. And
it's a fort save.
This is my signature spell, so I'll automatically heighten it to third. Yeah, fortitude saves.
All right.
And it'll do 3d10 base.
Oh, they both fail.
So 18 damage.
Each take
and on a failure, damage. They take full damage and are deafened for one round.
All right. They are deafened. Whatever that's worth here.
So cool. As he's playing the harmonica, he'll play it a little sharper, a little sharper, a little sharper, and then hit a really discordant note aimed directly at them.
All right. They're both looking worse for wear. The one that's closer to Sarna right now is going to also unleash a swarm. It's going to vomit up a swarm. I need everyone to give me a reflex save again.
19 for me.
20.
24.
Okay.
Natural 1, 15.
All right, we're making up for Ev's lost damage.
And I have no essence points to benefit from.
Someone else can reroll it for you.
Eh? Eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll burn an essence point for that.
Thank you. Not much better. 18.
Okay. That's not a critical failure.
Yay!
Though, which is the big thing. All right. So it's dealing 20 damage. Everyone except Saren takes full damage. Saren stays for half.
I'm sorry. What was the damage?
20. So you take 10.
Okay.
Thanks, Saren.
If anyone is interested in healing, I am at 29 hit points at the moment.
Then it's going to fly in. Past Sarna.
There we go.
Which does provoke an attack of opportunity.
Yes. Come near me again. I mean, that was a 26 to hit.
That's a hit, but it doesn't stop its movement.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, I can live with that. And that's going to... Oh, wow, sad attack. That's only going to deal 7 damage.
Okay.
But I did hit it.
All right. Ev, are you going to sustain your pelting?
Yeah, might as well, even just to get the one. So that's 1d10 damage.
Does it have to make a save again?
I don't.
What was the spell?
Let's see. Basic reflex. Yep. It's animated assault.
Animated assault.
So it's either going to be 2 or 1 damage. And let's see.
Well, are you casting the third level version?
No, it's just the second level.
Just the second level. Okay, so just a d10.
Yeah. All right. I would have to be able to get fourth level for it to be plus 2.
Oh, it is height.
Or for, two, right? Yeah, it's height plus 2.
All right. Well, it takes 2 damage.
All right. Which of the two looks worse? Can I tell? I guess they're both bloody.
The one that flew in, the one that's now inside the room with you.
Oh, okay.
Looks a bit worse for wear.
So Ev will turn to it, and he like pulled his hand down to make the debris keep falling, and then we'll like, oh no, it's not gonna be worth it. Change my mind. Ev will chant Yabaridi and point his finger over at the worst for wear one, casting Ray of Frost.
Okay. Forget to add plus 1 from Inspire Courage.
1d20 plus 13 for an 18.
18's a miss.
Yeah. All right. It's the end of my turn.
All right. The remaining Wissak flies in and goes to swipe at Sarna. Let's see what happens. Okay. 31.
I'm gonna force a reroll because I'm really low on health at the moment.
Okay.
I'm using my last essence point. If it crits, I will cry.
21.
Okay, thank God. That's a miss.
That's a miss. All right. And it has one more action, though. So it's going to swing once more. 23?
That is still a miss.
That's still a miss. All right, you're up.
Awesome. Come here, you little... and I take a swipe with my sword for 24 to hit.
That hits.
Awesome. I'm not rolling great, but I'm rolling just good enough. And that is 16 slashing damage.
Okay.
And I will use my next action to swing my sword again.
Mm-hmm.
Taking another hacking slash at that. Oh, that's only a 22 to hit.
Nope.
All right. I don't need to move, so I will raise my shield as my last action.
Hey there, Luis here. It's me. Your GM for Valiant. This episode is all combat, pretty much. I think last few minutes are some talking, but for the most part, it's all a big combat. It's such a big combat that I have to interrupt stuff in the middle of combat. Usually I try to put combat on either side of these interludes, these breaks, and that's not possible here. It's just combat all the way through. And you know what? Sometimes that's just what happens. I think I've talked a lot about having episodes with no combat and how that's a thing that can happen. You can have entire sessions with no combat, all roleplay and skills and intrigue and stuff like that. And sometimes the inverse happens. It's just all fighting and tactics and exciting combat or drudgery. Sometimes combat can be drudgery. Either way, it's all combat. And you know what? Sometimes that happens too. And I think that's just fine. Every game group has their balance between combat and roleplay. They might prefer a lot more combat, they might prefer a lot more roleplay. Whenever you're running your games, I think you will know what the group will eventually want. If not, feel free to ask your group. There's nothing wrong with asking, do you want more combat? Are you more interested in some more roleplaying? Do you want more puzzles? Do you want more skill checks? Do you want chases and vehicles and rodeo checks? Whatever those are, if you're running a game that has rodeo checks. But, you know, figure out what the balance is for the group, for the story that you're trying to tell. And know that that can even vary between sessions. That can vary as the campaign progresses, as your adventures progress. Might be that you start off with people who want to kick the door in and just get into combat and go around doing the classic dungeon crawl and eventually decide, actually, we would love some more roleplay. We'd love some more opportunities. And you can change those as you see fit. You might include roleplay opportunities where someone says, hey, why'd you kick my door in? I don't want to fight. I just want you to figure out how you're going to pay for my door. And it might still have that same kind of dungeon crawl classic feel, but you're interspersed it with more roleplay opportunities, more factions and stuff within a dungeon. And yeah, find what sounds good for your group and what they want to keep doing. And don't be afraid to check in with them every once in a while to see if they still want to do that. Combat for Valiant hasn't been a problem in terms of like it eating up too much time, I feel. We're usually able to get through a combat in a relatively reasonable time frame. There's been one or two combats that I think have dragged on a little long, but that happens. Dice are fickle things, and sometimes dice don't lead to thrilling, exciting, quick conclusions, and things get dragged on for a while. And if that were to happen, you know, as a GM, you're free to just decide, all right, this combat has run its course. Maybe let's just end with the next decently sized hit that lands. You know, if someone's about to hit something and they only do like 2 damage, it maybe will feel kind of anticlimactic, or it might just feel like skin of their teeth. Oh, we finally got that last hit in. Either way, but I think you're free to decide. That's the end of things. let's move on. This combat has run its course and is no longer exciting, no longer engaging. Let's keep going. This combat in particular for this session, I think, was just fine. It didn't go too much longer, and there was enough variance, I think, that no one got particularly bored. There were saving throws, and there were areas of effect, and, you know, eventually a lot of having to deal with movement and stuff like that. So I think it was a successful combat. I'll leave it up to you to decide. There's not much else I can really comment about this one. It's just keep fighting these Sakils and see if they make it. Spoilers. I mean, they're going to survive, but how do they do it? How do they beat them? That's always interesting to know. But yeah, I guess let's get back to it. I think Zidani's up next, so let's hear that guitar and let Zidani take her turn. Okay, Zidani's up.
All right, the only heal that I have left is first level, but I will do a two action heal.
Thank you.
For 15.
Awesome.
On Sarna. And then for my final action, I will lightning reload my pistol and shoot it at this one here.
All right. Shoot the one that's further inside the room. 15 is a miss.
Yeah.
All right, Saren.
I will maintain the Inspire Courage and fling my throwing pistol at Blue Dot.
Okay.
And I roll a one. You know what? I am going to burn my last essence point and reroll that.
Sure.
Because I don't like that result.
Yeah, that's
not a good one.
Now I hit a 31.
Yeah, that totally hits.
All right. And the damage on that is 9. Wow.
All right. Well, the Sakiel is going to... Actually, it's not going to move. It's going to cast a spell. Saren, give me a will save.
Okay. Is it against fear effect?
It is not.
Is it audible based?
It's linguistic, but not auditory.
All right. 30.
30. All right. 30 is a success. You hear it speak in your mind. It uses telepathy to just kind of suggest that, you know, you flee from this room. But he, like, okay, I don't think I'm going to do that. and it just kind of moves off to a different part of the room. It's Ev's turn.
Okay.
I assume you no longer sustain your...
Correct.
...animated assault. All right.
Raises both hands. Ev raises both hands and chants, Ucha we Kambora, and hits 3 points in the air with the left hand and 3 points in the air with the right hand and sends 3 magic missiles into each of the two creatures as he casts a third level magic missile.
Great.
So I'll do the 3d4 plus 3 for Blue Dot, and then 4. Ones and a 2. 7 damage to the first.
Mm-hmm.
And then 11 to the second.
All right. That's all 3 actions for you.
Yep.
Hey, that would suck. That's right up on Sarna, is going to continue its assault, swinging in with its claw.
Thirty-three.
Not a crit. I'm gonna. I have raised my shield in the last action, right?
I don't recall.
Last turn. I'm pretty sure.
I think because you didn't move.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use shield block and reduce some of this damage.
All right. So you have a total of 24 damage coming at you. Two of which is evil.
You said 24?
Correct.
Let me just, because, oh my god, I don't have my character sheet. Just going to
your shield, you have your lesser 30 shield, so you can reduce it by 10.
By 10, thank you.
You and the shield would both take 14 damage.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. And shield takes 14 damage.
Would a 23 hit you?
A 23 will not hit me.
Your turn.
I'm going to blast it with fire, actually.
Sure.
So I don't have to move. Oh, well, that's only a 17.
That's not going to do it.
That is not going to do it. Bummer. Okay, with my remaining action, since I can't move up and strike it, I am just going to raise my shield again.
Okay. So, Adani.
All right. I am going to... Do they look like roughly equally injured at this moment? Or
Right about, yeah.
Right about, okay. I will move so that I am maybe, perhaps, possibly not in swarm range with everybody else simultaneously. And then I'm going to cast a hydraulic push on this one over here. Actually, I will hydraulic push, but I will use a spell sling to channel it through my gun.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Oh. I have a 19.
19's a miss. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Are we all out of essence points?
I am.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
I did it.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
That took them out of me.
Okay. Maintain inspire courage and fling a pistol at the blue one.
Okay.
Actually, oh, how's the
20 would have also missed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, how is Red Dot looking?
Not much better than the other one. They both look about the same.
If they look about the same, given how much beating Sarn has taken, I'm actually going to throw my pistol at the red one and hope that something impressive happens.
Okay.
Which has not been the case so far, but, you know.
Hey, we've gotten a crit out of it.
Yeah, I got an 18 to hit.
Yeah.
Nope.
So apparently if I hope that my spells go well, nothing happens, but...
That's the hope of others.
That's it for me.
All right, well, one in the room with you, the Wissak, flies up towards Yadani.
Mm-hmm.
And rolls a total of 23.
Yeah, that will hit me.
Okay. All right, you're looking at a total of 23 damage. Three of which is evil, for whatever that's worth. 21 doesn't hit you, right?
That's right. That is a miss.
Okay. It's Ev's turn then.
I have very little HP.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Boy. I think I still have... I think I still have a healing potion that I haven't used. Mm-hmm. So if we can't heal you by my next turn, I will run over there and give it to you.
Okay, so Ev. Wow, okay. Let me see. Ev takes a lesser healing potion out of his bandolier. That's one action, right?
One action, yep.
All right, and holds that out towards Sarna. And then says, Zidane, stay up, and moves his hands quickly through the air, pulling a little moisture out. And gestures over to her using my first level divine slot for heal. So that's 1d8 plus 8.
Not much, but something. I rolled a 7. That's 15 healing.
Yay.
Maybe enough. All right.
All right. The other Wissak that's out of the room. Sarna, give me a will save. Yes.
Sure thing.
Uh-oh.
Is this a fear effect?
Sure. No, it is not a fear effect.
I bet it's linguistic.
That's a 28.
It then flies back a bit and it says, come follow me. Yeah, you hear in your brain. You know, like, I don't know if I really need to do that.
Nice try.
Sarna's
gonna happen. My turn. Rob, were you trying to hand me that potion?
Yeah, because all I could do was take it out. So Ev pulled out a lesser healing potion and gestured in your direction with it.
Okay. What?
It's going to take an action to take that from him, though.
Was your intention to for me to take it to Jess or for me to have it myself? What was your intention with that?
Do you really want to know out of character?
I mean, you
in character, just, I didn't say.
I mean, in character, you could speak and tell me.
But Ev didn't. But Ev just says, drink this.
Okay, I guess I'll drink it. Thank you.
Yeah, because you don't look too good yourself.
No, though I am worried about Ziadani, but I will drink it. Thank you. What's the stats on this?
2d8 plus 5. It's a lesser.
Awesome. Okay, that's 17 gonna, back for me.
It's basically going to eat up all of your turn, though.
Drinking it? How many actions does drinking it take? It
takes a lot, but you're going to have to get over to where Ev is and then take an action to take it from him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one to move, one to grab it, and one to drink it.
Oh, but I promised Jess I would bring her a potion.
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rob, and sorry, Jess.
We'll see what happens. I'm back. I got healed a little bit.
Okay.
I got healed a little bit.
I tried.
Oh, yeah. I'm back up to 47.
Yep.
Okay. Good luck. Okay. Good luck.
Yep. Okay, what do I have now?
If you want to run over here, focus I can point? Still get you that.
No, I don't have a focus point right now because we didn't take a break after the Wraith.
Oops.
You had a lot of time between that. So okay.
I begin moving away from it. Does it do anything horrible to me?
No, it does not.
Okay. Alright, I will move to here and then I'm gonna use the Wand of Haste on Sarna.
Ooh. Thank you.
Saren's turn.
This continues to not look great. I will maintain the Inspire Courage and throw a pistol at the blue one because the red one's out of range.
Sure.
23.
23 is a hit.
17 damage.
17 damage is just enough to take it out.
Yes!
Yeah!
Awesome.
Well done. Thank goodness.
Leading into Ev's turn.
I don't think Ev wants to take a chance. So, Ev draws his hand against the holster of his gun. And kind of like weaves over the gun and seems to pull some energy up into it as his hands glow like a faint white. And he chants again, Ucha Wikambora. And all his fingers point forward and 6 magic missiles go flying into the red one as I use my arcane bond to cast another 3rd level spell.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's 64 plus 6.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
for it's a lot of twos and ones for 16 damage.
Literally only twos and ones.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. Well, it's the one's turn, the Wissak's turn. It's
damn you, magic missile.
Going to cast a spell on Sarna. Sarna, give me a will save.
All right. 28.
Okay, you critically succeed against the sphere effects. You're fine.
Awesome.
And then it starts to fly away out of that room down into the southern hall.
Okay. Well, we'll kill it later, I think. I don't want to risk getting trapped in that room.
Okay. Are you just going to wait out for the door to close up?
I think so. What do you all think? Because
I want to go after it. We've already beaten the heck out of it.
Okay, well, I honestly did not entirely follow what the deal was with the door and potentially getting trapped in there.
You it's on a timer. Basically, after 1 minute, it'll close.
Okay, how long has it been?
We'll say it's been 6 rounds because I haven't been keeping as good of track as I should have.
So 6 rounds times so 6 times 6. So it's been like half a minute?
Yeah, you have four rounds.
Okay, we got time then. All right, I will run into this room.
You are also hasted, so you have an extra stride.
Yes. That's fine, then. I will move close-ish. And then since I will have one of those movements be my hasted movement, I can then still use a fire on it.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to try to hit it with your sword?
I cannot reach it with my sword, I don't think.
You have one more action that you can still do to get to it. You have four actions. Yeah. You've used two so far.
Yeah, you could just walk up and hit it.
Okay.
The only reason I mention is because you're more accurate with your sword, and I'm sure you're trying to get this taken care of.
And right I'm now. Still within the range of Inspire Courage, amazingly, even after moving that far. Okay, I will use my last action to hit it with my sword.
Okay.
Good thing you said that. I'm so accurate with it. It was a 21 to hit.
That's gonna actually not miss or not hit. Oh, sorry, really? That's gonna be a miss. But I'm
you
gonna
got
be
me
kind,
excited for a second.
I'm gonna not hit. I'm sorry. I'm gonna give you an essence point for running out here mid the ticking clock.
Well, thank you.
And okay, I'm excited for you to roll a natural one now with this.
Yeah, title. Exactly. 31.
31 is a hit.
Awesome. 10 damage.
10 is more than enough to finish it off.
Yeah. Okay, great.
You slay this thing, and then I assume immediately run back inside.
Yeah,
I was just like, start back.
I just ran out there, totally reckless, and slashed it with my sword frantically, and then run back.
Oh, boy. You did it. You've finished the Spacules.
Now we have like 5 rounds before this next door opens and possibly has more creatures behind it.
Ev frowns.
Well, after 3 rounds, this door closes, and a round later, the other door opens up.
Well,
and there are no creatures.
Do we? Okay.
Oh, thank God.
I was going to say, do we have more potions that we want to drink in these 3 rounds?
I am happy to share a potion with you, Jess. You can have my healing potion.
Ev would have taken out a potion in case he needed to drink it, but wouldn't have drank it yet.
That makes sense. I think holding on to the potion and then drinking it if there's creatures behind the door.
I have one lesser healing potion I'm happy to loan out to someone.
No, there's no creatures behind this door. We're good.
I'll explain that there is just a very small chamber behind that demon door with a sarcophagus in it. And I'm going to fast forward some of your actions real quick. I'm just going to say you all take the time to just look at it, but not even step inside and let the doors close because you don't want to risk anything happening.
That is correct.
And after a bit, the geometric door that leads back into here, so you can return back to everyone else, opens back up. So you can return to Amaria and to Cram. But
beautiful.
I am very much reaching the point where I need to get a night's sleep before we keep adventuring.
Yes, yep. I am as well.
Yep.
And I think because this coincides with the end of our session, maybe that's what you all do.
Yeah.
All right.
Decide to head out of the temple.
I've got
recover
a couple
Mavarin, recover Hralti, leave the threshold of Shabalba, and find somewhere safe to camp. Maybe even like a couple hundred feet away from the temple.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds good. Let's get some sleep.
We're tired. Retreat.
You did a lot.
Yeah,
we did things, do a lot.
That was awesome.
There's still a lot more to explore, though.
I'm going to remember that critical for years.
That was amazing. That was so good.
This has been a No Direction production. Valiant is an original homebrew campaign and is possible with the support of listeners like you. If you would like to support Valiant and the rest of the No Direction network, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/NoDirection. Join us next time for the next episode of Valiant.